Welcome to today's Vrenchgott Village. Let's talk Pelham. I'm Andrew Schneider. KNIA KRLS News intern Libby Randall sits down with City Administrator Mike Nardini, who provides an update from this week's City Council meeting.
Well, Mike, it was a short City Council meeting this week, but still a lot got covered. One of the topics of discussion was the continuation of discussion on Washington Street. What is the latest on that?
Yes. Well, Libby, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the council did approve an ordinance for Washington Street, and specifically this ordinance deals with parking on Washington Street. Now, the geographical area that we're talking about on Washington Street would be Washington Street between Broadway and Main Street. And a little bit of background for your listeners on this. Now, previously, there have been concerns brought to the city as far as traffic flow on this section of Washington Street. Most of it tends to be on Washington Street when you're traveling east to west on Washington Street during this segment, and the jog that you have to do on that segment to accommodate the parking on the north side of Washington Street. So we commissioned, as a result of the concerns that we received, we commissioned Snyder & Associates, who's the city's traffic engineer, to do a traffic analysis on this. And the overall goal of the analysis was to improve traffic flow on this segment of Washington Street. And what came back on the recommendations was actually a couple things. When you look at Washington Street between Broadway and Main Street, there's 8 parking spots on the north side, diagonal parking spaces on the north side of Washington Street that causes the jog on it. And what Snyder & Associates recommended to the city to improve traffic flow and also for safety concerns is to eliminate those parking spaces, and there's 8 overall. And what that would allow them to do would be, when you have the east to west lane on Washington Street, would be more of a straight shot, so that the route would actually be aligned and there would no longer be any need to jog around parked cars on that segment of Washington Street. The second recommendation from Snyder & Associates on this matter was, when you look at the south side of Washington Street and you look at the parking on it, currently those parking spaces are angled at a 45-degree angle. Snyder & Associates recommended that we change the orientation of those parking spaces to 60-degree angles. And by doing that, we were able to fit in potentially 7 additional parking spaces on the segment. And the overall goal in changing the parking alignment on that and the angles of the parking spaces was, A, to accommodate more parking, but also to compensate on the lost parking that would happen on the north side of Washington Street. And so overall, the recommendation from Snyder & Associates was, A, to eliminate parking on the north side of Washington Street, and then B, to add additional parking on the south side of Washington Street to compensate for it, and also to realign the roadways, particularly east to west on Washington Street, to improve traffic flow. Now, last night, what council did is they did approve that ordinance, and so right now we are in the process of publishing the ordinance. Once that occurs, we anticipate making the necessary changes in April and May of this year. Now, also, it's important for the listeners to understand, when we talk about reorientating parking spaces on the south side of Washington Street from 45 to 60 degree angles, when you go around the Central Business District, most of the parking spaces around the Central Business District are already at 60 degree angles. And so from staff standpoint, that is very consistent to what's already available for parking in the Central Business District at the 60 degree angle.
Another point of discussion was the plans for the power plant deconstruction. What did the council resolve as far as that?
Well, what we had last night was just one of the final legislative pieces of action that we typically do for projects, Libby. And normally, for major projects such as the power plant deconstruction, as your listeners are probably aware, the project has been completed for some period of time now. Normally, what we do is we have what's called a final closeout for the project, and this accomplishes 2 things. A, the final closeout is there for final accounting purposes and documentation on the total project cost of it. But really, the second component of it is, anytime the city accepts improvements on it, it accomplishes a couple things for the contractors and subcontractors. From the contractor and subcontractor's standpoint, by accepting the final improvement and accepting the improvements, it really starts the clock ticking for any subcontractors that may have pay disputes with the contractor. They have 30 days to file those claims with the City of Pella. So with that, it's an important legislative action as well as an accounting item. Now, what we approved last night was acceptance of the power plant deconstruction project, and the city's contractor on it was Northside Demolition. And folks may find it interesting that the final construction contract totaled just over $1,403,000. And from the city's standpoint, it's one of those projects that it's nice to be behind us. It was a very difficult project when you look at the power plant in relation to Oskaloosa Street, but also in relation to the Pella Corporation. It was a very tight window to perform a deconstruction project on, and especially something such as a power plant. So from our standpoint, we're happy to report the project went relatively smoothly. smoothly for the period it was on, and overall the cost came within our budget, so we were extremely pleased. But last night what you saw was the final action to be taken by council, and it's just simply a wrap-up, or known as the final closeout of the project.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.